Good morning on a Friday with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Just a couple of days now before the on-air fun drive begins, Alan. And if there's one place where people can get their information, whether it's about a hurricane or a mass shooting that we're hearing about this morning, they know WAMC is their station and we can be relied on.
Well, David, that's right. We know that we're all in this together. I keep saying that. It sounds sort of, you know, like I'm just being repetitious, but I couldn't mean it more. We can't have the station. And couldn't since 1979, when we all decided to save the station, when the Albany Medical College was at the time going broke. It's a mighty institution today, along with as part of the Albany Medical Center. But we've all understood from the first day that we had this thing. And if we kept it going, it would go. And if we didn't, it would fail. We were close to bankruptcy then. In fact, we were certainly without any funds at all. But everybody rose up and said, you know, we can't afford to lose it. And of course, it's gotten to be a much better station since that time. We really have all worked at it. So many things, so much going on. The round table in the morning, the wonderful commentaries that we hear from everybody all over the place. You know, it's just a very special place. And as you said, here comes a hurricane. Are we prepared for it? Oh, here comes a tornado every once in a while. Are we prepared for it? Will you get the latest information here? The answer, of course, is yes. And all that has to happen is that somebody goes to the lockbox and says, let me put $5 in. Let me put $1,000 in. Yesterday, I got somebody who said, I want to issue a challenge for $1,500. And they did it. It's a matter of what you have and what you're able to do, but anything counts. It's really great. And you know what? We can do this. We can do it because we've done it many times. We did $300,000 last time. We're catching up on it right now. We have a day and a weekend to go. We make $100,000 during each day of the drive. This could be done easily if we all decide we're all in it together.
WAMC.org to do your part. Well, Alan, I referenced it as a mass shooting, another mass shooting in this country at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. 10 people are dead, at least 7 wounded, according to authorities. Chris Harper Mercer is the alleged shooter, motive unknown. And President Obama almost sounding tired, talking about the routine of mass shootings in New York. Governor Cuomo suggesting that it is a sickness, this problem in America with guns.
David, it is. Look, I didn't hear the president sounding tired. I heard him sounding frustrated. There is some things we can do about this in terms of background checks, in terms of the kinds of weapons that are out there. We're not doing it. And can you imagine being the parent of one of those people, or the relative, or the husband, or the wife? Each time this senselessness goes on, we've got to come to grips with it. The governor has shown some real courage in this. The president has. We've just got to be able to be out front on this thing and to make it work. And we can. We've solved all kinds of problems, but this is one that we just have to say, okay, NRA, you have a place. The president certainly alluded to them yesterday and said that the leadership was not properly representing their people. You know, all I have to say is it is frustrating. It could happen anywhere, and every American ought to know it.
All eyes toward Hurricane Joaquin, Alan, as it makes a path, at least projected now, to potentially save New York City from most of the damaging winds and rains. However, still waiting to see what it actually does. And of course, Hurricane Sandy, Irene, and Lee battering New York and the East Coast over these past few years, it seems pretty regular, and folks get worried about these things.
David, the European model says it goes out further to sea. The other American models, which we have, say it comes closer. But the one thing we know about these hurricanes is that they sometimes have minds of their own. That's why everybody's paying so much attention to this, David. And now, of course, we recognize one thing. Chris Christie's out there. The governor is out there. Others are out there saying preparedness. But it's certainly going to happen again. And we better pay attention in order to make sure that we don't have another Sandy-like experience. Because believe me, we will have the event. The question is, will we be prepared?